With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Although it's facing intense pressure to pause its anti-terror offensive in Gaza, Israel is not slowing down. Its troops pushing deeper into the Gaza Strip, they're now on the doorstep of Gaza City. The House to vote today on a multi-billion-dollar aid package for Israel. After that, attention turns to Ukraine.
New House Speaker Mike Johnson told Republican senators at a private meeting Wednesday that a fresh Ukraine aid package linked to U.S. border security will be considered as soon as lawmakers wrap up a $14.5 billion Israel aid package. After Wednesday's private lunch, conservative senators say they got a good impression of Johnson. Florida's Rick Scott said he feels Johnson just wants to fund government responsibly.
Correspondent Jennifer King. The Senate Democrat leadership and the White House still insist on bundling the Israel and Ukraine aid together in a single $105 billion bill, along with some other priorities. Also at SRNnews.com, their pleas have so far fallen on deaf ears, but five big city Democrat mayors are not giving up.
The mayors of Chicago, Denver, Houston, Los Angeles, and New York want to meet with President Joe Biden. They are seeking federal help in managing the surge of migrants that they say are arriving with little to no coordination, support, or resources from the president's administration. The Democratic leaders say that while they appreciate Biden's efforts so far, much more needs to be done. Chicago alone estimates it will spend roughly $255 million on the migrant crisis in 2023, and they are now scrambling to find indoor shelters as the temperatures drop. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
For the very first time, the Texas Rangers are World Series champions. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures higher, Dow futures up 120 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 117. This is SRN News. Parents weigh in on social media.
And they want more control of it. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 81% of American adults say parental consent should be required before anyone under 18 can establish a social media account. And 71% want social media sites, including pornographic ones, to verify a person's age before they are allowed in. Moms and dads are especially concerned about what young people are seeing and doing on the web these days. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The American Civil Liberties Union of Virginia is going all in on abortion. Officials with the organization say they'll spend just over $1 million through Election Day on direct mail, digital ads, and volunteer outreach to highlight candidates' positions on abortion in five Virginia Senate districts and six House districts. Pro-life groups are answering the challenge, recently announcing a $1.5 million pledge. This is SRN News. One of college basketball's most iconic and controversial coaches is dead at age 83.
The turbulent and brilliant basketball coach Bob Knight has died. His temper was legendary. In 1985, he tossed a chair across the court. But he took pride in his players' high graduation rates and never was accused of a major NCAA violation.
I don't expect you people to have agreed with what I've done. And if I did, I would have asked your opinion.
Knight led the Hoosiers to three NCAA championships. He was among college basketball's winningest coaches with 902 victories in 42 seasons at Army, Indiana, and Texas Tech. I'm Geffen Kuhlbaum.
In Alabama, a divided state Supreme Court has ruled that Alabama can execute an inmate with nitrogen gas. That's a method that has not previously been used to carry out a death sentence. More details at SRNnews.com.